Commission did not approve a request by Bernie Masson to change an ordinance that affects his property at Shoemaker Bay. Masson leases a large property at the bay. As the ordinance is currently written, his storage area must be in an enclosed building. In 2008, he asked that he be allowed to store boats and gear in an unenclosed area. The Planning and Zoning Commission denied that request then. He refiled the same request this year. He asked that outside storage be allowed if he erected a fence to obscure the view from the highway and water. Paula Rack says she's been against it for years. She says Masson has been storing equipment out there against the initial ordinance.
He hasn't been following the law, the ordinance. I don't know why we should give him permission to do something else that just opens up a hole in the can of worms for other violations of it.
Commission member Stan Schnell also referenced the 2008 filing and asked if Masson could provide any assurance that his land wouldn't become an eyesore.
Me and Bernie, in 2008 when we went through this thing, I asked you, over and over and over, to give us some kind of assurance that if somebody pulled in a 20-foot boat covered with tarps, and the tarps got chewed up, that you would take care of it. And you just flat said you would not do it. You would not give us one assurance that you would clean up the mess or make it look good.
Well, all I can say about it is people bring their stuff in, I can tell them to do something, but whether they do it or not, I can't make somebody put a new tarp on the boat sometimes. I could, tell them to leave or whatever, but it's not that easy. I would try to do that, but I can't make assurances that I can't, it's insurance without a blue,
Masson says Wrangell is a working town, not a tourist town. He says he's just trying to support people making a living by giving them a low-cost space to store their boats. Ann Schnell also spoke out against the proposal during the public hearing.
Tourists all the time go by Shoemaker, and the people who live out there, we go by Shoemaker all the time. And we really don't want to see boat storage and fences. Shoemaker's a beautiful harbor. A lot of people live out there. And I'm just really against any industrial, commercial endeavor out there.
The commission voted overwhelmingly against Masson's proposal. Member Greg Knight was the only dissenting vote in favor of Masson. He says Wrangell needs to support its workers and its fishermen over tourist interests in the town. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.